Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
KA9SXH, Numberland, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. K 10, 100 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.
BC8YZF monitoring.
KC8YVF. KA9SXH. Hi, Ron. That's Terry. All the way over in New Berlin, Wisconsin. How are you doing on this currently beautiful by me day? KC8YVF. KA9SXH. KC8YVF. KA9SXH. KA9SXH.
Good afternoon, or good morning, Terry. This is Ron, KC8YVF.
Hi, Ron. Good to hear your voice today. Heard you a little earlier. Called you back as soon as I could. Thought maybe something was wrong on my end. But anyway, good to hear you today. Currently by me it is. Let's see what the temperature is here. 16. 1-6 and mostly cloudy at the current time. It's bright enough out though. It's not overcast for sure. How are you doing? What have you been up to? KA9SXH.
Well, it's 26 degrees here, mostly cloudy, a piece of sun every once in a while. But working and working and more working, that's basically what I'm doing. So I'm just on an HT cell here. If I drop out a little bit, I'm moving from room to room at the moment, so we'll see how things go. But it's cold. We got a little snow this morning enough to coat the driveway and make the roads probably slippery for a little while. And just kind of staying home. Not doing much.
All right. Yep, we got about 2 inches last night, I've been told. And currently we have maybe in the area of a foot on the ground. So it's winter. Set in early this year. That happened in the end of November already. Wow. Over here by me, we've been spoiled so many years in a row with not too much snow and our warm weather. Not this year. This year is one of those years when what we got now is going to be on the bottom of the pile. I'd like to think in the end of March. I would like to think that, but I don't know the way it's going. It might be. It might be into April already. So, doing good. Playing radio quite a bit. DMR. I know you're into GMRS/FS. I studied for that test and passed. I got a license for that now. And my latest rig is a Bullfang. And yeah, I know what everybody says about those. But you open the box that looks just like a regular HT, say from an ICOM or any of the other ones. It looks like that. You take it out, you put all the little things in there that are in there together, and you got an HT in your hand that looks and feels just like what I'm going to call a real one. The one you paid a lot of money for, probably, and or at least a lot more than what that Bullfang costs, for sure. K-A9-S-X-H.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I got a license for the GMRS. It's just another tool in the toolbox, another form of communications for those that don't have ham radio licenses yet. Hopefully that prompts them to get a ham radio license at some point. But yeah, I bought it to put one station out at my daughter's house for backup communications. I bought a two-pack of the Bullfang radios, but she's too far away for an HT. So I've got a mobile one I bought last year, but I've never got it up out at their house yet. I've got a power supply for them, and I've got the mobile radio to put in. I'll put it in down the basement as a backup station, and one of these days I got to get over to put it up. So that'll probably hopefully come in the spring at some point here. I got everything to do the work with, just get the time to do it. But we've got about 6 inches on the ground. It's been cold. It's not going anywhere. The rest of this week we're not going to get anything, although I think Wednesday or Thursday they're saying maybe a chance of some rain, so it might melt some of it off, but the temperatures during the day don't, and at night definitely aren't conducive to melt much of this stuff. And you're right, normally we get a thaw after that and all the snow goes away, what we've got, but this looks to, it might stay on the ground for quite some time and give us an additional accumulation. So we'll wait and see how that works out.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, you're right about the entry-level stuff. I think that is really great that a young person, freshly licensed, can buy a radio we can afford and pretty much get it on here right away. I know I'm quite impressed with it. And yeah, the one I got, this UV9G, which is GMRS. So that particular radio looks just like a well, it is a dual band receive, transmit only on GMRS, FRS. But it looks like an HT. It's got a real antenna that you can put a different antenna on, you know, hook it to a real antenna, I would say. And with that, it's getting late. I got to take my dog out for a walk. Plow's been through a long time ago. We've had a little bit of sun. I'm thinking the plow spread enough salt behind him so I can walk reasonably well. And my daughter's going to say, oh, no, not that stuff on my paws again. So, thank you for the contact this morning. We're going to have to carry this one on at some other time. Take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H.
All right, Terry, you have a fine day, and we'll talk again. Yeah, I haven't heard you in a while here, so I just turned the radio on probably about 10 minutes before, and I put a call out. Nobody came back. I turned on my D-Star and made a call to one of the reflectors. Didn't get anything back. I heard you in there, so I said I'll give you a quick call here. So, 73, have a great day. We'll talk again. It's KCAYPL.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.
W-8-R-I.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 22 degrees.
Yeah, this is NADRL, the Mid-Michigan Net. We'll be starting in a couple of minutes. Do we have anybody out there that would like to get in with a pre-check in?
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ. I will be no traffic.
Good evening, Dave. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in?
Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, Howard, Thomas Township.
Hi, Howard, good to hear you. Anyone else in for the pre-net?
KDAZ, Mini Burke, no traffic.
Yeah, good evening to you, Mini. Anyone else? Okay, very good. Well, we'll start with regular check-ins in just a couple of minutes. This is NADERL. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is NADERL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, we have KE8PCQ Dave, KD8PX Howard, and KD8PAZ Mitty. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are in short-time mobile or are in and out. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. And we're down to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, please call now.
KC8YVF, Ron in Saginaw County.
KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw County, no traffic.
NAKPR, Bob and Frank Muth.
Okay, we picked up Ron, KC8YVF, Mike, KF8EDQ, and Bob, N8KPR. Anyone else would like to join us tonight? Okay, I'll run down the list here real quick. I've got KE8PCQ Dave, KD8DX Howard, KD8PAZ Mitty, KC8YVF Ron, KF8EDQ Mike, N8KPR Bob. Any corrections to our list?
NKCPOA.
Okay, we added Rick, KC8POA, to the list. All right, before we get started, before we go to Dave, just have kind of something to bring up, something I'm just curious about. I wondered if anyone here remembers any stories that our parents or grandparents talked about on the, would have been the, I think it's the 84th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. So I wonder if they had ever told any stories or what they were happened to be doing at the time when they heard that the Japanese had attacked us. Purely optional, but I was just curious. All right, let's start the list with Dave, KPCQ, with Howard to follow.
Good evening, David and the group, and thanks for doing the net tonight. My dad was in high school when Pearl Harbor was hit, along with four of his brothers, and he left high school to join the Navy and ended up in Naval Air Corps. I had one uncle in Naval Air Corps, and they were stationed in San Diego and moved over to the islands, and that's about all we know. Had a great day today, got up early, got breakfast, cleaned the sidewalks. We had about an inch and a half of snow here, and had lasagna for dinner homemade, and now I'm suffering from food coma. So that's about it for now. KE8PCQ, back to N8ERL in the group.
Okay. Very good on the memories, and very good on the food coma there, Dave. Yeah, we had kind of a big dinner ourselves here. Howard, you're up next with many to follow. KD8DX, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you. Let me see. Am I getting through? Am I transmitting?
Yep, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, very fine. Yeah, I'm getting a humming noise here. Anyways, good evening to everybody. Hope everybody is in good health, and the weather is cold, as you know. And I'm really happy for the Indiana football team last night. It took a win over the Buckeyes, which was a little surprising, but I'm impressed with the quarterback for Indiana. It's really, he's got nice personality. He seems very, very likable fellow, and he's certainly a good guy for quarterback there. So, and you're sounding good, Dave, and everybody else too. So, not going to keep any longer. I'm going to be standing by. May not be back. My hearing aid just went. I got to recharge my hearing aid. So, that's the situation. Take care, everybody, and back to NAGRL from KD8 to DX.
Okay, Art. Well, very good to hear from you. And yeah, there is a slight hum, but you're still very readable. I don't know what the hum would be from, but we'll talk about that later on when we get a chance to talk. Okay, Vinny, you are up next, and after you, take a short break, and then KC8YVF will be up. KD8PAZ, take it.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is 88BAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everybody. Had a good breakfast yesterday and had with Ron and Rick and all of them, so we had a good time. Other than that, haven't been doing much. Have put up some more decorations in the house here. Don't have any outside this year, but that's okay, because that way, if I don't have them out there, I don't have to worry about taking them down later. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to NADRL.
Okay, Manny. Well, very good on everything. You have another excellent signal tonight. You're at least about 85 to 90% on every one of the stations tonight. So, boy, you're really doing well, really coming in well. And okay on the decorations. Yeah, I just finally put our Christmas tree up today. Ron, before we get to you, let's make a quick call. This is NADRL. Is there anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? Please call. All right, well, let's go to Ron with Mike up next. KC8YVF, go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. For me, we had a good end of the week, I guess, and weekend. Thursday night, Mike and I went up to the Midland Club meeting, and I had about 12 or 15 people there for that. Friday night was our annual club Christmas potluck and elections. Had a very good dinner, lots of stuff to eat, more than you could think to eat. So very good on that. We had a good time, good conversation beforehand, good meeting at least. We have our elected officials that are for the 2026 year. Basically, the key people remain in charge as such. Mike, KD8MMH, is still president. Brian Kleinfeld, K8HY, is vice president. I'm still the secretary. Tom, N8EUI, is still the treasurer. We have one new board member, Mary Paquette. Her term ended at the end of this year, and Mike Linton, N8XPS, is going to pick up her board position. So we've got everybody in place for next year, and so that turned out well. And then on Saturday, we had the Aries Club breakfast. We had 8 people that showed up for that. We had a good breakfast, good conversation, and I gave out awards to various things. One is net participation and Skywarn and all sorts of things. So there are a couple people that are on this net tonight that won awards but did not attend the breakfast. So hopefully at some point I get to have a, eyeball with you, and we can get your awards to you at at a, another time here, so maybe at the next club meeting or something like that. So you never know. You attend the breakfast, you might get recognized for something that you've done throughout the year. Other than that, then Saturday night, I had a dinner with some friends that came into town. They were in town from Illinois, and we had a good dinner and good conversation with them last night. And then tonight, we were out to my daughter's house for dinner. Just got back, just as, Dave, as you were starting the preamble there. I just turned the radio on and sat down in the chair. So good timing to get back home at that point. That's all I got for this round. Back over to you, Dave, KC8YVL.
Fine business on all the information, Ron. Next up is Mike, KF8EDQ. Go ahead, Mike.
NAERL and the group, it's good to hear everyone. This is KF8EDQ. Last couple of days, this last week, it wasn't too bad to me. I had Monday off, I had Friday off of work, so I only worked 3 days this week. It was very busy 3 days, but... man, I could get used to taking Fridays off. I could get used to that. With my time off, Thursday night, I took my dog Ducky out to Bay City and visited a nursing home and visited some folks. Hey, we had a good time. We've been doing that every week now for a while, maybe a few months. And Friday was just... half of it was just shelter activities. I was walking dogs. I even took my dogs out there to meet another dog and run around a little bit. And so that was good. And Saturday, kind of the same thing. Saturday morning, I went and walked dogs again. And then my buddy Ben came over and we hung out and had dinner and played some games like we do every maybe a few times a month. It was a good time. That's probably all I'll share for this round. I'll share a little bit more on the 73 round, but I'll pass it back to Nat. This is KF8EDQ.
Quick question, Mike. When you walk the shelter dogs, do you walk them there at the shelter, over?
Yeah, Roger. Not really supposed to take them off of the property, but there's the walking path that's right there by Tractor Supply, and it goes in front of what's that barbecue place, Famous Dave's. So I'll walk the dogs off the Base Bay Road and walk them to Tractor Supply and back. So just a quick little walk. I like to have people see the dogs and so that they know that they're there. And so I'll do that for a few hours, but. Yeah, thanks for asking. This is KF8EDQ.
Okay, well, thanks for that. I was just kind of curious. All right, Bob, you are up next with Rick DiPaolo, NAKPR. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Dave. Everybody else on the net? Just doing home improvement projects here. Two mattresses delivered yesterday, and a bed frame, new bed frame, and one bedroom was painted. Got taking some of the old furniture out, putting in new furniture. You know, the wife's in a mood, that kind of stuff. That's okay. This stuff's pretty old we had in there, but I mean, it looks brand new. But she wanted to change, update it, I guess. But the other stuff's going to my daughter in Cleveland. Some of her stuff is kind of wrecked, and she says, well, we got some good stuff here. It's old, but it looks like new. So I got to take that next weekend. We're going down that way. And but I do have a question. I have a 12-volt lithium-ion battery, and I need to charge that thing. And I have this one charger that does NiCad, metal hydride, lithium polymer and PB, I'm not sure what that is. And you can set either one of them, you can just set up for charge rate, you know, how many milliamps you want or amps, up to 2 amps, I think it is. But there's nothing on there, it's lithium ion. I don't know if I can use, I need a specific lithium ion charger or if I can get away with something else. That's a question I have, because I'm not sure. They do make lithium ion on chargers, but the only one I've seen that was reasonably priced was about 2 amps. This battery is only supposed to be no more than 1.6 amps on a charge, so see what happens. Anybody's got any ideas, let me know. Back to my control, NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Well, let's take a quick second here. Is there anyone who would like to jump in, maybe have an answer to Bob's question? Please call.
KF8EDQ.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, thank you. What you'll want to do is look at what, hopefully you still have the manual for that charger. If you don't, you can possibly look it up. But I've got a couple of those Noco Genius battery chargers, one to power a sump pump battery, a backup battery. I've got one to charge like my lawnmower, and that does a bunch of trickle charging. But unless somebody else here can correct me, what those different settings do on the battery charger is that there are slight voltage changes. Like, for example, you know, the PB, the lead acid battery, you might only want to charge it to 12.8 volts or something like that. And then like a lithium polymer battery or a lithium ion battery might be slightly higher, like 13.2 or something. Don't take those numbers as exact numbers, but if you find the manual, if you're able to find the manual for that battery charger that you do have, and then you set it to the lithium polymer setting, which is probably a slightly higher voltage than maybe some of the other options, but it should be relatively safe. It should be safe to charge a lithium-ion battery with that, just depending on what the voltage of the system is. It could be as little as 3.7, and you'd use 5 volts for that. But if it's a 12-volt system and you're using a 12-volt battery charger, you're typically safe. Back to net.
Okay. Very good, Mike. Anyone else? All right, let's continue on down to Rick, KC8BOA, and that puts us at the end of the list.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. And for your question, Dave, World War II, my father was involved in the Korean conflict, but the only person I know involved in World War II was Ed Ireland, W8ZF. And if you ever went and had ice cream with him and that, you know, he did talk about his stories there and about some of the stuff he went through, and it sounded pretty chaotic. When kamikaze pilots crashing into the ship and they had to fight the fire and push the plane off the ship and keep fighting at the same time. So Ed talked about some of that stuff going on and everything else, and what some of them guys endured in World War II compared to some of the other wars that just seemed pretty fantastic to come back. And they had PTSD, but not like what they have today, not like what we're seeing today. At least they didn't talk about it. I'll give it a break here. And for Bob, most of the lithium ion batteries, they're rated at 3.7 volts to come up with the 12-volt lithium ion battery. Some of them, when they're fully charged, are 4.2 volts in that range each cell. And you're going to have to do some research on your battery because they're all different a little bit. And a lot of lithium ion charges are a pulse-type charge. And quite often on a battery that has multiple cells, you're going to have a BMS in it. If you don't have a BMS in it, I don't know what you have for sure, but the more expensive batteries have a BMS in it that balance load on the cells and so forth, and which is a battery management system. So yeah, you want to do some research on it and follow up with that. I'll give it a break again. For myself this week, furnace was acting up a little bit this week. It was trying to start up. It tried about six times before it finally started. The weather's getting cold, and it's like, there's something going on. I got to get that taken care of. And so I went in and checked it out and went through the troubleshooting steps on it, and it needed a pressure switch from what I could tell, and so I went and validated the pressure switch was bad before I went ahead and ordered it, and ended up driving 4 hours to get the pressure switch and 5 minutes to put it in. So that was my kind of day there for that. And then I have a question for the rest of you. If you have security cameras, what brand of security cameras are you using, and how long are they lasting you? I had three security cameras fail this week with about 35,000 hours on them. So just a quick question there. So with that, I'm going to turn back over to net control. KCBOA, back to NADERL.
Okay, Rick. Well, thanks for the battery information. And, on the cameras, I've used the Blink cameras. That's all I've got. And the Blink batteries last about 2 years, I guess, kind of maybe three. But that's all I got for you on that one. But thanks for everything else. Okay, we're at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net? Please call in ADRL. Okay, well, just a couple quick comments here. Pearl Harbor Day, I can remember, and I'm just kind of curious what people on the home front, that during the day, how people reacted to the attack. My grandfather was a minister, and from what I understand, he called the whole family together, all the ones that were close to home, and they all went to his church, and quite a few of the other parishioners showed up, and they did quite a bit of praying, and that's about all I ever got out of anybody, what their reactions were to the day. And let's see, we got about an inch and a half of snow, like you did, Dave, and I got up early and did the leaf blower trick, and worked great. Burned through two batteries, but got most of it done, plus my neighbor across the street, I did his for him. All right, let's go back up the top of the list. Dave, we're up to you. We'll see if Howard's still there. KAPCQ. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRL in the group. KAPCQ here. Can't even get my own call sign right. Not much more today. As far as the World War II, my dad and five brothers were serving in the military at the same time, which is kind of a unreal thing. And, you know, as a kid, most of them didn't talk about it. So I can't give you any more information on it. I wish there were. Back to this week, we're supposed to get, I guess, Tuesday night into Wednesday. We're supposed to get some snow. And hopefully it won't be too bad, but we're in the throes of winter. So everybody be safe and keep them wheels in the right place on the ground when you're driving along. There have been a lot of wrecks out here. So KE8PCQ, 7-3, my friends, and back to net.
Okay, Dave, well, it must have been great for your family when the war was over. And I am assuming that all the brothers survived and made it back home, so that was probably a great, great celebration. All right, Howard, let's see if you are still there at KD8DX. Okay, Howard has checked out. Minnie, you're up next with Ron to follow. KD8DAZ.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8DAZ. Yeah, I had
two brothers in the Korean War, but they both come back safe and sound. They're both gone now, but anyway, other than that, as far as the Pearl Harbor and that, and nobody in my family ever talked about it. So anyway, of course, my family didn't talk about much of anything, not even their siblings and that. So anyway, I'm having a good time here. Like I say, I'm just sitting here while I was sitting here today watching it snow and watching the birds and the squirrels. This is KDAZ back to NADRL.
You okay, Manny? Yeah, it's interesting that there were too many people who talked much about their experiences. I know my uncle was in the Merchant Marine, and I think it was he only started to talk about it like one time at a family gathering, and what he had to talk about was very interesting. Rick also mentioned Ed Ireland. Ed went through a lot of experiences, and at the end of the war, he ended up on the Japanese mainland. I think this is how the story went, that he was actually at either Nagasaki or Hiroshima, and he had duties there. Well, I'm not sure how long after it was or how close he got to the center of where the bomb went off, but I know that the VA looked after him quite closely for years because he was so close to that during that time. Rick, you might comment on that if you remember any of that. And we did have one club member, JKQ, I forget exactly how his call went, and I can't remember his name, but I remember years ago, he was on the California during Pearl Harbor, and he and I were working at one of the rest stops, or one of our weekend rest stops at the, and he went into, I got him talking about it. I wish I would have had a tape recorder because it was fascinating what he had to talk about. Okay, Ron, we're to you with Mike DeFalo, KC8YVF.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Well, my dad was in World War II. He was a cook on the ship USS Fanny. That's about all that I know. He never really talked about it, never talked about his experiences. My brother and I never really directly asked him, or at least I didn't, and he never really volunteered any information. So totally unknown, other than I know that he was on the USS Fanning, and I've looked up the ship and everything. There was several ships that had that name at various points and over the years. But that's about all that I know. He was probably 18, 19, 20 years old at the time, so just basically right out of high school and that, so back during that time. For me, the rest of the week here, I finished up a project, and hopefully it seems to be working out now. One of my daughter's cats, senior cats, fell and injured herself, basically broke her back in three different places, so she is unable to use her back legs, lift herself up and walk using her back legs. So for the last several days, I've been printing various iterations of a cat wheelchair. So I got the last one to her last night, and they've been trying it. She doesn't like it. She's up in it. They got her up in it and that and got her vertical, but she hadn't quite figured out what to do. So this will be a work in project, but in progress as such. I did have to reinforce it. This one I ended up, the first one I printed in a regular type of plastic, and then I did a smaller size than that, and it actually ended up breaking one of the wheel supports off. So this one that I worked yesterday was all in ABS plastic. I printed ABS supports to help these legs so that they don't break off. and that seems to have solved the problem, at least with her weight and her shifting the body. So there are some good things out there, at least on the internet and through some of the sites. At least hopefully this works out for her, and she's able to utilize that to be able to get around the house and things like that. So let me break. But other than that, that's been kind of what I've been doing. I am working on a few other projects here in the shop, continuing on something I started about a month ago. So I worked on it a little bit today. And like I said, we had the grandkids today for a while where their parents went shopping to get their Christmas gifts. And then we went out there for dinner. So another short week for me. At this time of the year, I usually have a few extra days of vacation time. So I have Fridays off for the remainder of the year for at least the next 2 weeks. And then we have Thursday, Friday off for Christmas. And then Thursday at least off for New Year's Day. But usually when it falls on, the boss will give us a Friday off as well because he doesn't want to come back to work for one day either. So we'll probably end up with two, three-day weeks at the end of the year here, which will be a nice time. So 73 to everyone. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. This is KCYVF back to net.
Okay, Ron. Well, I hope that the cat gets things sorted out and I guess you'd call it the wheelchair, possibly, works out once you get one figured out, works out well for him. Mike, you're up next with Bob to follow. But before we go to you, Mike, let's make a quick standby. Is there anyone who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? Please call in ADRL. Mike, go ahead. KF8 EDQ with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, I forgot to talk about my family history when it comes to that. Both of my biological, you can hear my puppies, both of my biological grandfathers served in the Korean War, but after my maternal grandfather passed away, my grandmother eventually remarried, so my stepdad is a... was a Marine in World War II, and he actually stormed Okinawa. If memory serves me, the U.S. sent several ships over to Japan and barraged the ever-living daylights out of them. And then after that, he was part of the Marine crew that stormed the beaches. And he said that he carried a Browning assault rifle, and he used it. So I won't share everything that he said, but he saw a lot of action, he said. So other than that, I'm finishing up some HF projects. I put an antenna up in my attic. I finally ran the cabling and put the terminals on. And the SWR is high, so I'm going to keep rearranging the antenna until it reads right. So that's about it for me. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll pass it back to Nat in 73.
Okay, well, interesting about your stepdad, the Browning BAR was quite a rifle, and in the Marine Corps, they usually had four-man fire teams, I think three men with regular rifles, and then you had your automatic rifleman with a BAR, which was a automatic rifle, carried a couple of 20-round magazines, but it was heavy. But they had a lot of firepower. So that's interesting, Mike. Thanks for sharing that. Bob, you're up next at AKPR with Rick on standby. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, Dave. Well, thanks, Mike and Rick, for the information. Yeah, I don't know if I got the manual for the charger anymore. I think I do it. I use it for my airplanes, and I charge my batteries for the receiver that's in the airplane. Them are 6-volt batteries, and then in the transmitters they have either 9.6 or 6-volt nickel metal hydride, and then for the transmitters, they're anywhere between either a 9.6 or 11.1 lithium polymer battery. So this thing charges, you know, you can set the charge rate, you can do all kinds of stuff with it, how high you want it to go, and how high voltage you want it to go. But I remember I was reading that the 12-volt battery that I have, found a generator, and it said, if it doesn't read like 12, I'll just throw a number out there, 12.48 volts, it needs to charge more. It has to read at least that much. So, but I was just curious if I could use a lithium polymer charge cycle for a lithium ion. So I really couldn't find any information on it, but okay. Other than that, I don't have, my dad was in the service after World War II and got out before the Korean War, before the Korean conflict, and my wife's dad was, my father-in-law was in, let me buy a minute. My wife's dad was in Italy. He was a mechanic, so he never seen no action or anything. He was a mechanic, and spent his time in the service working on keeping vehicles running and making stills so he could make liquor, keep the troops happy. That's what he tells me anyways. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Dave. Everybody have a good evening, and I should be back out here tomorrow night. Back to net control, any KPR.
Well, it's interesting about the stills. I imagine the Marines, sailors, GIs were all pretty creative about the things that they did for recreation. Yeah, just real quick, my father was a farmer, so he was deferred, and then but my wife's father and his two brothers all served, and my father-in-law spent quite a bit of time out in the Pacific. Probably he was in the Army though, so probably a lot of the same experiences that Mike's stepdad did. He also was stormed several different islands. Okay, all good information, guys. Thank you. Rick, you're up next at the NLS, PC8VOA.
Well, thank you again, Dave. Yeah, I forgot about my stepfather. My stepfather, once my dad passed on, my mom remarried, and my stepfather had been in World War II. And the only action he saw was stateside. He was wanted to go fight, but they kept him here stateside as a lightweight boxer, and he was the Army's champ. And that's what they had him do. He didn't like it, but that's what they had him do. So he was good at it and everything else. And you didn't wake him up from a sound sleep unless you kept your distance. He was something else. For the most part, you would never know that he was ever a boxer unless you went and woke him up, and then you would find out real quick that he had boxing skills and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was quite interesting. He never had any stories other than they paraded him around the United States as Army boxing champ. And for the lightweight. So with that, I'm going to turn back over to Net Control, KC8VOA, back to N8ERL.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Well, I imagine as a youngster, you learn quick how to wake him up. But and thanks for sharing that. We're at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's set before we close the net? Comments or rechecks? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 participants at this time. The MidMichigan Net would like to thank all those who participated. This is David, NAERL. This net is now closed at 7:41, and the repeaters turn back to normal amateur use. Everybody have a good week, and be careful. Looks like we're going to have a little more snow coming this week. 73.
Good evening. 20 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 19 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 17 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 15 degrees.